Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date. I'm Roger Riddle, and in this segment, we hear from Frank White as he tells us about his initial sense of optimism that the Innerbelt would be good for the neighborhood, the friends and family that had to move that he didn't see again until many years later, and a special moment where the neighborhood reached out to him while he was overseas serving in the Army. As news about the construction of the Innerbelt first became known, Mr. White felt that the freeway could be good for the neighborhood. Anchor institutions were growing, and having big employers or family entertainment options should have meant more people coming to the neighborhood to work or to spend time and money. So viewed with that in mind, a route to get people to and from the neighborhood would have made sense.
I thought it was going to make the neighborhood better. I really did. Because they were putting up different things, like they enlarged the hospital. They made the zoo. They did a lot of good community things.
And even once some businesses began to close, he still had hope that it would be good for the community.
I still thought it was going to be better for the neighborhood because there was a place called Dunnigan's. It was a beer joint. That was one of the first things they took away. See, so I'm thinking everything's going to be fine because being brought up in the church, I guess that's why I thought that everything's going to be fine. I didn't have the know at all to know that they were uprooting black people, businesses. I only found that out later on.
Once family and friends began to move, it became evident that the construction of the Innerbelt wasn't having a positive impact on the community.
My mother-in-law, she was a day worker. She worked for a lady named Miss Ollie, a white lady. And I think she's making $15 a day. She bought her house on Douglas Street, and that's where I met my wife. Her brother was my best friend. When that Innerbelt came, they took her house. They didn't give her enough money to move, but she rented a house down the street from here. And that was one of the things that I knew that they messed up. As it progressed, they did the same thing to my sister-in-law. She moved down here also because the Innerbelt took her property. My neighbor, they had to move. When we moved, my dad had bought a house. That's why we moved. But they moved because of the Innerbelt. Friends that I had grew up with and everything, I didn't see them anymore because they moved until I got grown, married, and out of the Army.
Mr. White was drafted by the Army and served during the Korean War. He remembers a moment where serendipity connected the neighborhood in Akron to him, even though he was on the other side of the world.
Tell you another story. The guy that owned the barbershop was named Hodges. The building is still out there on Worcester. Now, I didn't know Hodges because I'm a young kid. He's a little older than I was. I met him in Korea. Here's what happened. They kept telling me to take the sights off of my rifle because if you're sighting, somebody can shoot you while you're sighting. I never did take the sight off of my rifle, and they sent me back to battalion rear, and I had to walk, and it was dark, taking that gun back to get the sights took off. Here comes this Jeep. Hodges was driving the Jeep, and the captain was in there with him, and they picked me up. So where are you from? I said, I'm from Akron, Ohio. I am too, he said. I said, well, where'd you live at? She said, I live behind Worcester Avenue. And she said, I had a barbershop on Worcester. That's how I met Hodges. You know, and he was right there on Worcester.
The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle. Our executive producers are Liz Akbu of Studio O and the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Fred Wheat, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, and the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition. and a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.